So, unfortunately, summer is coming to an end and school begins. Whoa! You guys are excited? Leaders are excited. Who's excited for school? Okay. Hey, you know what I was referring to, though? Who's excited about getting up early for school? You're lying. So I remember when I was back, when I was y'all's age in junior high, school would start again. I slept in, and probably still do if I had a summer. I sleep into like 3. You guys sleep in a lot during summer vacation? Yes. So when it comes time for the first day of school, that alarm goes off at 6:30 or 7, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, who is hitting me in the face? But it's just the sound of the alarm coming up. So I don't know if you guys have this problem, but I could not get up. I could not get out of bed. This guy knows what I'm talking about. He knows. Yes, he can't get out of bed. So when that alarm would go off, I would just say, nah, I'm going to snooze. So my mom had to get in a routine of coming and waking me up. Now, that would be great, but that didn't solve it either. So she would come upstairs. She'd go, hey, Harrison, hey, it's time for school. First day, get up. Oh, okay, Mom, yeah. And I'd maybe like shift over and open my eyes and say I love you, and she'd leave, and I'd go back to sleep. And so 10 minutes would roll by. She'd come in and go, Harrison, come on, you got to get up. Flip on the lights. I'm like, oh, yeah, totally. I'd maybe sit up this time. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. I'm going to put on my shoes. Go back to sleep. This would happen over and over and over. Finally, my mom from downstairs would go, Harrison! Yeah! Wake up! Okay, yeah, and that was it. I knew I was in trouble. She'd just yell from downstairs, hey, wake up! Until I'd get up. Finally, I'd get up, and it was time to go. I know, I was screaming, and it was loud. So I had to learn to wake up. Today in our culture, I think our church, and we as the church, God is calling us to wake up. So we're about to go into school. We're about to go to a place. Many of us go to public schools, even if you go to a private school. We're a witness. We're a Christian. We're a believer. We're someone who says, hey, my life has been transformed by Jesus. But do you live that way? Do I live that way? Do we live that way? I remember when I was in school, maybe the same for you, we went into class. Man, I was talking about the same movies that they'd seen, PG-13. Why was I in those movies? That's not stuff I should be seeing. I'd talk about the same stuff. Sometimes, unfortunately, I'd use the same words that they're using. That's not honoring God. Sometimes I'd be gossiping about the same stuff they'd be gossiping about. Maybe sometimes I'd say a joke just because I want to be liked. I want to be accepted, right? We're going into middle school. We're continuing through middle school. I'm supposed to be a big man on campus, so I want them to like me. So, I know Jesus loves me, but I'm going to just say this joke. I won't at church, but I will when I go to school. But I'm a Christian. Yeah, that's what she said. That's not God-honoring. That's something I had to cut out of my life later because I realized that my mind doesn't need to be thinking about those things. We do the same things that all these kids at school are doing. Does that set us apart from Jesus? Why is someone going to look at our life? Why is someone going to look at your life and go, man, I don't know what happened, but I got to know that Jesus you know. Is that what's happening? Because if it's not, you need to wake up. Here's what God's word says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. It's gone. We're not that person anymore. Now, you don't have to be a Bible thumper. You don't have to go and just throw it in people's faces, but we have to love them. And if we're acting the same way that they're acting and not calling them to truth, that's not loving them. So I think God is calling the church, is calling me, is calling you, is calling all of us to wake up this morning. So what else does God's word say? Well, we'll start in Revelation, the end of the Bible. Revelation 3, 1 through 3, I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you're dead. Wake up! Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold it fast and repent. I know your deeds. Hey, you're supposed to be transformed into a new creation. You say you're alive, but you're dead. Wake up. That's what he's saying. We go to Ephesians 5:14. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead and Christ will shine on you. Wake up. Stop sleeping. Get out there. Psalm 24:7. This is out of the Message. Wake up, you sleepyhead city. Wake up, you sleepyhead people. King Glory is ready to enter. God wants to work in and through your lives. You just got to wake up. This is all out of God's Word. Here we go. Isaiah 51:17 says, so wake up. Rub the sleep from your eyes. Up on your feet, Jerusalem. Wake up. Get out of bed. The alarm's going off. This is the time. Isaiah 60:1-3. Get out of bed, Jerusalem. Wake up. Put your face in the sunlight. God's bright glory has risen for you. The whole earth is wrapped in darkness. All people sunk in deep darkness. Everybody around us. But God rises on you. His sunrise glory breaks over you. Nations will come to your light. Kings to your sunburst brightness because you've got Jesus. And that's what this dark world needs. You going to wake up? You going to let Jesus work through you? So great, Harrison. You're telling me I need to wake up. You're telling me I need to be the church and love like Jesus loved. How do I do that? It's not as easy as getting out of bed. I tell you it is. It's just showing up. It's just being there. And guys, let me tell you what. All these things that I'm telling you, it's the same thing that I need to hear. It's the same thing God's telling me. Guys, wake up. This city needs me, Jesus is saying. And I want to do it through you. And he's telling the same thing to you guys. I don't care if you're in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, a leader. God wants to use you magnificently. But you cannot stay in bed. We got to wake up. So how do we do that? Easy way that I want to teach you guys to remember it. So we're here at wake. That's convenient to wake up. So I want you guys to remember wake as we go through the year. And these are things that I want to encourage that we're going to learn here. We're going to learn in our small groups. I hope that we will model. I hope your leaders will model. And I hope that we can encourage you guys to just live out. And so that this year we can wake up in our church and our city and tell the world. So W, what's the first thing we do? We need to worship. We did that this morning. We worship through song. We worship by lifting our hands and singing praises to him. And it's the same, it's almost the same psalm that we read earlier, Psalm 57:8-11. We read Psalm 108. It's the same thing. Here's what it says. Awake my soul. Awake harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. That's how I hope we worship. That's how I hope you worship. Can you believe that? David's sitting there going, God, I can't help but praise you. Give me an instrument. Let me use my voice. I got to sing something because, God, you are so good. I don't live that every day. But God calls us to that, and we can. You're fully capable of it. So we can worship through song. We did that. We worship corporately, which means we worship together. We come on a Sunday morning. We come and hang out, and we have a lot of fun, but we just throw our hands up in song. We do that personally, hopefully. Throughout the week, you're worshiping together. But our lives are not just in worship here. We don't just worship here. Our lives are worship. Our senior pastor, Todd, ends his service every week, and he encourages everybody who's listening to say, have a great week of worship, meaning this is not check the box. So here at 11 o'clock, this doesn't check the box and say, man, I did my worship for today, for the week. He says, get out there, because that's where real worship happens, where you get to glorify God in all you do, including your actions. We've talked this summer about giving. We've talked about being obedient. All of that is in worship to our God, our King. King Glory is ready to enter. And we can worship him because he is worthy of our praise. So we want to worship him. We're gonna do that here. And I hope I can encourage and we can encourage you guys to do that all through the year. In everything we do, we're going to worship. The next thing, action. We got to take action. If we're going to wake up, we got to take action. Action. James 1:22-24. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Don't just let it go in one ear and out the other. The only way that we will grow in our faith is if we do what God's word says. That does not mean salvation. If you believe, you will be saved. But if we want to grow in a loving relationship with our Savior, we got to follow what his word says. Every week, there's a message where someone up here is encouraging you guys, hey, God's word says this, and I want to give you some meat, how you can do that throughout the week. Don't let it just go in one ear out the other. Do something about it. You go to small groups every week with a leader who is given of his or her time and just saying, hey, I love you guys. I'm here. Any way I can help you. Do this. Do this. Just this one little thing. Memorize this. Don't just say, I got better things to do. Do that. Because God's calling us to that. We got to wake up and stop sleeping. Stop sleeping through small groups. Stop sleeping through church. Stop sleeping through our schools because God wants to use us. You got to get out of bed. That's all you got to do. How else can you be men and women of action? Guys, bring your Bibles. We gave out candy this summer. Who's got their Bible? Hold it up. Hold it up. I'm not giving you candy, but I just want to see it. Yeah, you got your Bible. Probably almost all of us in here have it on our phone. We carry our Bibles almost everywhere we go. But I hardly used it when I was your age. It's embarrassing. But there are pages and pages full of truth in here. Bring it here. We're going to be teaching out of God's Word every week. Go to those verses. Highlight them. Write them down. I have a little journal that I bring when I go to church. And all of this has just all the messages that I hear every Sunday. I write it down. I write down the bullet points. I write down the scriptures so I can go back in the week and I can say, man, what was that guy talking about? I want to memorize that verse. Write it down. Take notes on your phone. Be men and women of action here in small group. And then do it. Don't just be hearers of the word, but doers. Wake up. Other ways you can do it is you can lean on your small groups. Be accountable to one another. Hopefully in your small groups, maybe you guys can learn about that, what that looks like. When you're memorizing scripture, it's easy for me. I started at the beginning of the year. I wanted to go through the entire Bible and name every chapter. And I was going for it. And I failed because I had no one saying, hey, are you doing this? Hey, I just wanted to check up on you, make sure you're doing well. I forgot about it. If we don't have accountability in our lives, we will not be men and women of action. My mom, she's the one who made me wake up. If I don't have somebody in my life saying, Harrison, stop, get out of bed, you know what to do. I won't do it. Be accountable. Lean on your small group for that. All right, we got worship, action, K. We got to know God's word. Know your Bible. Know God's word. Joshua 1:8 says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate it on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be able to be prosperous and successful. Know it. Know it. Meditate on it. Next one, 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. All scripture is God-breathed, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Some of you guys might think, man, I'm just in 6th and 7th grade. How am I supposed to tell somebody about Jesus? 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. God said, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to give you a whole book. It's just a little manual. Just read that. You'll be good to go. It's right here. We just have to know it. We just have to get in it. And it's not, memorizing scripture is great, but the first thing you got to get past is, man, you got to read it. You got to get in it. You got to know those chapters. You got to know those books of the Bible. You got to know where stuff is so you can take people there. You got to know where stuff is so that when you're going through a hard time, you can go, man, that passage in James, that's going to encourage me. That's going to be God encouraging me through his word. You got to read it. You got to get into it. And again, guys, I did not do this in junior high. And I missed it. I was just kind of going, man, yeah, I'm going to church. I go to a Christian school. I'm a Christian. I'm coming from a Christian family. It'll be all good. I missed it. I was faking it. I was going through life. Everyone thought I was a good kid. Everyone thought I was doing the right thing. I faked it, and I missed it. And a lot of you guys are probably in your Bible. Way to go. I'm encouraged by that. I hope you guys are encouraged. I hope you keep digging in. But a lot of you guys aren't. We got to wake up. Get in His Word. It is so important. It's part of the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit. That's the only way that we had to fight back. All the rest of the armor, you're just put on for protection. But we've got Satan, a mighty enemy who wants to take us down. And God gave us His Word as a sword to just fight back with Scripture when we're tempted. Get in there, guys. If I could just give you one piece of advice, read your Bible. Get in it every day. Another thing you can do is we've got Memory Minute online. And you can memorize that Bible verse. It's a great way to stay accountable. Morewake.com, Memory Minute. There's a new one every month. Okay, and finally, E. E, we've got to evangelize and equip. Matthew 28:19-20. This is Jesus talking right before He goes up to heaven. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So first He says, go and tell people about Me, and then make them disciples. Teach them how to live the way that you've learned how to live. So how can we do that? You just got to tell everybody. Sometimes I'm surprised that people in our world do not know who Jesus is, but every day I meet someone who does not know Him, even people who have never heard His name. There's an atheist who's a magician, and he has said before, man, if I'm standing in the street and there's a semi coming my way, it's about to run me over and kill me, why wouldn't you go and just tackle me or tell me, yo, get out of the way, wake up, you're about to get run over. And every day we walk by people who are going to die and go to hell forever because they don't know Jesus. And we have an opportunity to say, man, let me tell you about someone who can change your life. His name's Jesus Christ. Tell everybody. And then you gotta tell them how to do it. You got to say, man, this is how you read your Bible. This is how you pray. And you don't have to do that alone. That's why we're here. That's why your leaders are here. Bring them to Wake. We got room. We got a whole back third of the room. We can pack more chairs in here. We can put more kids on the floor. Bring them here. Bring them to small group. Let them dive in with you. Let them live with your life like Jesus took His disciples and let them live with Him. Evangelize. Tell them about Jesus. And then tell them how that they can live that way too. And we'll do that here. We're going to equip you as best as we can. So guys, how can you live this out this week? Wake, worship, take action, know your Bible, evangelize and equip. I hope you guys just think about that this year. As you're just going through the year, hey, I'm going to Wake. How'd I do this week? Keep yourself accountable. And we're going to dive into how these things can be possible through the week. But how can you start now? Dive into your Word. Dive into your Bible. Start somewhere. Join the journey. Start in Matthew. Read a proverb for the day, the date that it is. Read that proverb. Get in God's Word. Because and it's awesome to do it in the morning. You can do it anytime you want. It's awesome to start your day with that. And it's something that I'm trying to be disciplined into, so keep me accountable. Ask me how I'm doing. Because I still hit the snooze 6 times. And I don't read my Bible in the morning, and I feel that. And I know, I regret it every time. And I'm bummed. So I'm going to challenge you guys, get in God's Word at least once this week. And then put your Bible somewhere that you can see it and bring it with you to Wake. If you've got it, awesome, keep doing it. If you don't, bring it with you. Bring something to take notes. Dig in, take action. These T-shirts, not to plug T-shirts, but what's fun about this is it's almost like a sunrise, the world waking up. So if you get a T-shirt or if you see someone wearing a T-shirt, we remember that we wake up, we get up early, the sun starts to rise and we start our day. And it's awesome. So another thing, when I was younger, we did a lot of road trips. And we'd get in the car, we'd go like to Colorado or something. And when I was younger, I'd want to sleep. My parents were driving. And so I could just take a nap. And when we're driving through West Texas, that's great. It's boring, right? Nothing's happening. Nobody cares. There's another cow. I spy a fence. But then all of a sudden you get into Colorado. Anybody been to Colorado? Yeah, it's beautiful. But sometimes if it's a long trip, man, I'm taking a nap and my mom or my dad are up there driving and they go, Harrison, wake up. You're missing it. Huh? Oh my goodness. That's what we're going through? That's what I get to see? That's what I get to be a part of? That's what God's saying. We are going through the journey of life together. God is using your leaders, is using your parents, is using us. God is using His Spirit to talk to you and saying, hey, wake up. You're missing it. Get out of bed. Check out what I'm doing in and through you, all around you. Don't miss out. Don't miss it. Wake up, junior high. Wake up, Watermark. Wake up, Dallas. Wake up, church. This is our time. This is your time. And we can do that together this year. I'm really excited. Jared and Mike are going to come up again, and we're going to sing that song again. Come awake. Come awake. Come and rise up from the grave. Because it's time to wake up. And that's on us.